Now, it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, who are you looking at this week?
I'm looking at the Taylor sisters. Now, the Taylor sisters have connections with Suffolk and with Essex. Mm-hmm. They one time lived in Lavenham. Mm-hmm. In Shilling Street, Lavenham, and there's still a memorial, a commemorative plaque on the wall,
yep,
to say which house they lived in. But they also spent time living at Colchester as well, at Great Stockwell Street, to be precise. Who were the Taylor sisters? Well, they were Jane and they were Anne Taylor. And if I say Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, right, which we all learn,
yes,
when we're very tiny, one of the most popular nursery rhymes in the poll of nursery rhymes was said to have been written by Jane Taylor.
Right.
But we need to treat this with a bit of a pinch of salt, because the Taylor sisters, it can be very difficult to work out who wrote what.
Right.
They certainly wrote poetry for children, and one of their most popular books was Rhymes for the Nursery, mm-hmm, in which Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star appears. But we're not quite sure whether it was Jane Taylor or Anne Taylor who actually wrote the words.
Mm-hmm.
The tune is not new. It was old when the Taylor sisters wrote the words. They wrote the words Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star comparatively recently for nursery rhymes, mm-hmm, around about 1806, 1807. But the tune comes from a French tune and it was written in the 1780s. So all they did was put words to the tune.
Fair enough.
The eldest Taylor sister, Jane, also has an Ongar connection. She's buried at Ongar, and her father, Isaac Taylor, actually was a clergyman, a nonconformist clergyman, whose church was at Ongar before the family moved to Colchester.
Thank you very much indeed,
Thank you very much, Scott.